Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Prince Charles was battling to stay awake when he was at a ceremony. So he was at a historic ceremony where Barbados severed its colonial bonds with Britain and became a republic. Now, it was at the strike of midnight on Tuesday. And so, of course, it's the middle of the night. He's bound to be tired. But it was all too much for him. He is 73. He was pictured battling to keep his eyes open. And as he tipped forward, he managed to catch himself, of course, professionally recovering with a glance at his program. Wasn't sleeping, just looking down at my program, everyone. It's okay. But I think it's so relatable. I have myself have almost fallen asleep where I really shouldn't have. I was doing work experience in a newsroom, and we'd gone to court to report on something, and I was battling, you know, when you're so tired that you cannot keep your eyes open. I was just battling to keep them open. It was really, really embarrassing. So I'd love you to share with me, when did you fall asleep when you shouldn't have? What happened, Johan?
Hello. I wasn't actually going to call until you spoke to Melody on the phone just then. I actually used to work with Melody at a place where we were doing calls, call centre late nights.
Did he used to fall asleep there?
Yeah, I did. We used to do a night shift that went from 11 p.m. till 7 a.m. It was in the city, and 7 a.m. is usually when the supervisors would walk in and get the day started. Anyway, I kept my eyes open pretty well throughout the night, taking phone calls, but just before 7 o'clock, my eyes started shutting.
No.
And, of course, I fell asleep sitting upright as the supervisors walked in, and, I got a little bit of a spoken to. It was quite interesting, and, but they totally understood. It was a bit embarrassing on my part because I shouldn't have fell asleep on the shift.
It's going to happen, though, if you're working those kind of hours. Thank you so much for calling, Johan. Also got a call from Lachlan. Lachlan, when did you fall asleep when you shouldn't have?
I was at the Barbagallo Raceway and the supercars were on the track, and somehow I managed to fall asleep through that.
That's impressive, Lachlan. Are you still a really good sleeper?
Usually.
That's good. I bet your parents are happy. Thanks for your call, Lockie. And finally, James, where did you fall asleep when you shouldn't have?
This was a while back. I was about 15 years old, visiting relatives in Hong Kong. Hopped on an empty bus, walked upstairs to the top of the double-decker, sat right in front of the front gigantic windows, and promptly fell asleep.
Oh, no.
When I woke up, I was sprawled across the front bench, arms half hanging off, leg half hanging off the chair, drools coming down my lips.
Oh, no.
I woke up, see the packed bus behind me and another bus in front of me with a bunch of people laughing and pointing.
That is brilliant, James. Thanks for sharing your story and for doing that and letting everyone know what happened.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.